very hard earned. I thought we were very nervy. You could probably sense it in the warm up, because it was one of those ones. If 3D took all 3 points, we're probably a wee bit too much to do with 7 games to go. But the fact that if we could have won the game, you bring it back to a point. And you could see the nerves in the boys. We didn't put 5-6 passes together in the first 15-20 minutes. But I thought after we got our goal, we settled, and probably should have had a second before half time, and that would have really killed the game. But they're always in it. Any team's always in it when it's 1-0. But we spoke about it all week. 3 points is all that mattered tonight, especially against the teams you're looking to chase down. So, yeah, brilliant to get them.
Yeah, and listen, that's the way it is. You got the 3 points, and that's all that matters, because, as you say, the performance, it was a wee bit stop-start at times, and it was a close contest, but no real big goal-mouth incidents or talking points, apart from the all-important goal.
No, I would agree. The game actually lacked a lot of quality. I thought any bit of quality was created was probably by us. The ball over the top and hands, he just seems to need one chance, and he finishes well. And then the second one, we probably should have got a goal as well in the box. But yeah, the game lacked quality. But when we wake up in the morning, we'll not worry too much about that. It was all about the 3 points tonight, you know.
Yeah, and you had to survive 9 minutes of injury time at the end. They were putting on the pressure, Kevin. They were winning in a lot of set pieces. Your defence stood up tall, and your goalkeeper too.
Yeah, I thought Lorenzo, Torres and Joel, and then the two fullbacks and their two holding midfielders, I thought they'd done exceptionally well tonight, because they have a big physical side. They bullied us here. They bullied us down there, even though we beat them. In the game, we broke away, and probably had two chances in the game. We scored one of them, but they're a big physical side. But I thought the boys stood up to them, and I thought Lorenzo was very, very brave in coming out when we needed him to catch things and punch things and through bodies. So yeah, as we spoke to the group inside, that's a massive learning curve for us. There's a lot of young players in there who wouldn't experience that. I'm not saying it was a massive game, but it was the fact of what was at stake, and they felt it all week. You could see it, and you could feel it all week in training. You could see there just wasn't that spark, and you could see it in the warm-up, and sometimes that happens with nerves. So that's a massive learning for them tonight, to take away that and still get 3 points.
Yeah, and listen, in fairness, Kevin, as well, it was a night of huge emotion, wasn't it? And the two clubs paid a wonderful tribute to Ollie prior to kickoff, with the wreaths being laid in the centre circle and that minute's applause from the supporters. I'm sure Ollie's name was mentioned in the dressing room prior to kickoff.
Absolutely. Myself and Tom, obviously I played under him, was captain under him for years, and Tommy managed under him as well. We all know Ollie. He was just a top fella. Football in this county, what he's done for it over the last 20 years since he's been here, maybe 25 years, it's phenomenal. They were schoolboys, and we were kind of, as Tommy mentioned inside, like, he says that was a throwback to an Ollie Horgan game there. In many ways, he'd be kind of looking down and kind of proud of a game like that, where you defended for your lives and people were throwing their bodies in the line. And that's part of football as well. It's not all about being pretty and putting 7 or 8 passes together. Ollie certainly was in our thoughts before the game and obviously after the game as well.
Yeah, and it's times like this, Kevin, it's great to see everybody coming together, all the football community coming together, and the tributes to Ollie since yesterday morning have been unreal.
Yeah, from Cork the whole way up to here, and all Irish League clubs, everybody knew him, because he used to travel the games. Even on his days off, he used to just travel and watch games all the time. He was always watching for players. He never took a day off, and that was the type of him. He was the most relentless man I've ever met in my life in football. And I remember Stephen Kenny chatting to him after he met him as well, and he said the same thing about him. He says, just never stops, you know. And that's part and part of Ollie. And he obviously, from what I hear, he went on his terms as well. And that's Ollie's character. Just a really good individual. And yeah, he'd be sorely missed, obviously, by his family. And obviously in footballing circles, he's definitely going to be sorely missed.
Okay, nice words, Kevin. Well done tonight.
Okay, thank you.